Now, long-standing human rights advocate and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Liu Xiaobo has just been released from his Chinese jail this Tuesday after being diagnosed with terminal liver cancer. Joining us to discuss human rights and social justice in China is Dr. Pichamon Yeo-Pan-Tong, who's the project director at the Australian Human Rights Centre and lecturer in international relations at UNSW. Dr. Pichamon, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Now, let's start off. Why was Liu jailed?
Well, basically, Liu Xiaobo is one of the most well-known political human rights activists in China. And basically what he'd done, I mean, he has a very long record of engaging in human rights activism in the country ever since the Tiananmen in 1989. But he was jailed basically because of his involvement in releasing this manifesto known as Charter 08, which basically demanded that the Chinese government reconsider its current governance system and aim towards reforming the system in order to pave the way for basically a democracy.
Right. And that's essentially got him. What got Liu jailed was the release of this manifesto?
Yes, that's right. Because, I mean, Liu has been on the Chinese government's kind of watch list for a very long time. Everyone knows that he's a prominent dissident voice. And so with his, in one sense, with the release of this manifesto, it was like the final hay that basically led to his jail.
Right. How do things like that go down in China? I mean, we hear so much about human rights in China. Something like this wouldn't have gone down too well, I dare say.
Well, I mean, to be honest, if you ask people in China, even right now, after his release from jail, it's surprising that many people actually don't know about Liu that much. If you ask the average Chinese citizen, they probably know very little about what has gone on ever since him being put in jail in 2008. And this basically represents the situation in China where you have, you know, a lot of censorship of the state media and censorship of what people actually get fed in terms of information. However, you know, it is the case that, again, as I said, he is prominent not just because he's well-known outside of China, but because there are pockets of opposition within China that have been trying to really build up his reputation, his credibility, but also to advocate on his behalf ever since he's been in jail.
Right. Now, his release has come recently. Is that just due to his illness, or are they sort of being a bit lenient on Liu?
Well, that's the interesting thing, because there is some speculation that perhaps his release is a positive development for China, in the sense that they might be demonstrating some degree of lenience. However, it seems to be more the case that they're releasing him on medical grounds, mm-hmm. because he is terminally ill. And if anything, the Chinese government probably does not want a Nobel Prize, Peace Prize laureate dying behind bars.
Mm. Do they recognize the Nobel Prize at all, the Chinese government?
Well, if you consider their negative recognition of his of the Nobel Prize, then yes. I mean, when he was awarded it back in 2010, that caused a lot of negative publicity for the Nobel Peace Prize in China. You, of course, had Chinese government officials coming out and saying that, you know, Norway, the Nobel Peace Prize Committee, was entirely wrong in awarding this prestigious prize to a Chinese prisoner, as they put it. And at the same time, you might also recall that there were other groups in China trying to set up an alternative to the Nobel Peace Prize, which was known then as the Confucian Peace Prize. So it was definitely publicized, but perhaps not in as a positive a light as in outside of China.
Right. Now, has China's newly found openness with their international communities affected their human rights policy at all, do you think?
Well, over the years, it has been the case that China has improved in terms of being more tolerant, I suppose, of political dissent. Having said that, Xi Jinping, ever since he's come into power, as many human rights organizations have noted, the government has engaged in a crackdown of civil society activity, especially in the human rights realm. And so for that reason, you see a fairly paradoxical situation where, on the one hand, China has been opening up very quickly and aggressively to the outside world, and yet on human rights issues, it remains quite guarded in its attitude to external criticism, especially from Western countries like the US.
Mm. Do we know of many current sort of prisoners that are political prisoners or human rights prisoners as such?
Well, it's estimated that there are at least 1,300 human rights political prisoners in China, although the number is probably even higher. We don't know all of the cases, of course, because this is treated as, you know, state secrets. Having said that, most recently, only in July 2015, there was this major crackdown on human rights activists. Just early in May 2017, so a couple of months ago, a statement was, for instance, released by one prominent human rights lawyer by the name of Xie Yang, who had been detained, jailed ever since July 2015 for his work. And he'd come out in May 2017 with a statement saying that he accepts that he has been trying to subvert state power and the like. So it's a situation where we do know that there are these people being put into jail, but the issue is that we don't really know what's happening to them in jail or in custody, and their fate in many cases is also quite unclear.
Mm. And on the international stage, do we think that things are changing as far as China's actions, China's reactions to people, this dissent that you say, that is coming out of their own people?
Yes, that's right. I mean, it's internationally, I suppose this is the upside of having a very active social media in China, despite the great firewall, as people call it. It's still possible to share information on these issues through the use of, you know, ingenuous slangs and other puns in order to get message across on human rights activism and dissent. But as I also said earlier, it's a tricky situation where people who do share such information, they also are put at risk. And regardless of social media, it remains quite difficult to circumvent the Great Firewall as well. So in one sense, having that kind of heightened international awareness of these issues in China, whilst very promising, it's also still difficult to see that level of awareness being filtered down in Chinese society at the moment.
Mm. Dr. Pichamon, thank you for your time and joining us on The Daily today.
Thank you very much.
There we are. That was Dr. Pichamon Yeo Pantong, human rights expert and lecturer from the University of New South Wales.